Related parties. Paper seven.
Thank you. In agenda paper seven, we analyze the comments that were received on the tentative agenda decision regarding the definition of close members of the family of a person. We received two formal responses, one from Deloitte, the other one from Ernst & Young on this tentative agenda decision. One of the respondents fully supports the agenda decision, whereas the other respondent thinks that the interpretation committee should consider instead amending paragraph 9 of IS 24 for the reasons that we explain in paragraphs 10 and 11 of this paper. We also received an informal response from the staff of the AASB who recommended some minor edits to the agenda decision as described in paragraph 15 of the paper. Our recommendation is to finalize this agenda decision and to add the edits suggested by the AASB, and this is because we think that sufficient guidance already exists regarding this issue. So the proposed wording of the agenda decision is reflected in Appendix A, and the question to you is whether you agree with this suggestion.
And the wording change appears in the paragraph the Interpretations Committee also noted.
Yeah.
That's the only wording change. Bob?
I agree with the agenda decision generally that we have. I've got one edit to make to it because I do view it as we've got a principal and then and includes, which seems to be a rule. It doesn't say for example, doesn't say may include, doesn't say could include. It just seems to be, it's absolute, they include. So I think the agenda, so I support the agenda decision. I'm not sure the edit that was just made is correct, because I think if you break it down, it essentially says close members would be considered close members. I think it says circular. I think what we really intended was that the list of family members would be always considered close members.
Yeah, you're right. It is circular as it's written. Okay. We'll fix that. Mm-hmm. Sandy? Next.
I guess I agreed with Ernst & Young's comment, and I thought this made it even more confusing to me. I mean, it may be circular, but it still seems to read that these are the close members, not these are those which could be, but there could be others. So I still saw the problem that Ernst & Young suggested existed even in the revised wording.
It's just that from the views offered by Ernst & Young, we are not really supporting either views. We just got like a combination of those views.
No, I know, but I mean, I still read this. I still see the confusion to me. It's just now less specific. So I don't even know what list they're referring to. So we say a list, but I don't know which list.
Well, it's the list in paragraph 9.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were scratching 9.
No, we're getting rid of the circularities, but it still refers to the list in paragraph 9.
Oh, okay. The way mine reads it, it's like smeared together.
John?
I agree with this. With the staff, I agree with the view, but I think it's the way it's expressed, because it sort of refers to it, first of all, as being principle-based and talks about influence, and then you have to wait till you get to the next paragraph. It says, oh, and by the way, it also includes these family members who are part of the definition. So it seems to me that referring to them in the paragraph that talks about where the Interpretations Committee observes that it's a principle-based manner, it would be better to include and it all, and after you refer to that, say, and it includes the list of members in 9.3, because you sort of read one paragraph and you think, oh, it's the principle, and then you come to the next paragraph and it actually talks about the list of members who are part of the definition. So it's more, I mean, I don't disagree with the conclusion that it includes both the principle and the rule, but it
but the next paragraph makes it clear that it makes it sound like this is the rule.
Well, and to, isn't it? Is it not?
It's a rule and a principle, yeah.
There's a principle, and oh, by the way, if you don't understand, these are always in.
Yeah, but I would have put them together.
Yeah, but I agree that these are always in, but it doesn't read that there could be others. That's not what this says. To me, it would be better, the Interpretations Committee also noted that the list in paragraph 9 of ISO specified members that would always be considered close members of the family of a person, but but others could be included based on the principle above. Yeah, but you're reading it, and it's not, you have to have read the paper to really understand that.
Others share that concern?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask a question to John?
By all means.
John, are you suggesting that we combine those two paragraphs? The paragraph starting, the Interpretations Committee observed that the definition of close members with the next paragraph, put it all together?
I thought it would be helpful where we refer to it's a principle-based manner to acknowledge right there in that same sentence or straight after that it actually includes, it's a principle-based, but it actually includes three categories that are actually always part of the definition.
You have to say full sentence. Yeah. I'm with you. It's got to be the same sentence.
Yeah. Okay. Sandy, will you volunteer to work with the next one?
Sure.
Let's get this reworded and based on that assumption.
Okay.
Any objections? Andrew, did you want to come in? Okay. Oh, Martin, I didn't see you in the corner over there.
Yeah. I mean, I have no concerns while reading it. Probably I'm not a native speaker, but I believe that the principle beyond is the important one. And if you go through the second last paragraph, you read, moreover, it is noted that this list is non-exhaustive and does not preclude other family members from being considered close members of the family. So that's the principle for me, and therefore, I mean, facts and circumstances are relevant, but I have
that list
no issue with it.
The list is prescriptive, which is what we need to throw out. I think what we need to articulate is very clearly, first, that there is a principle, secondly, that there is a list of people scoped in, and then thirdly, that that list is not exhaustive.
Right.
Can include it. So those are the three things you want to get into one sentence.
Yeah.
Well, two maybe. But yeah, that the three principles.
Bruce, you volunteered.
I already volunteered him for something else, so Sandy's volunteered for this. Okay, that's what we'll do.
Okay. Thank you.